Welcome to the new e-learning Governor Study Partner program, a source for tutorial training for students, especially those planning to go into teaching as a profession. You will also find aid for study skills as well as curriculum help for both students and teachers. Let's see how we're doing with our listening skills. One way to do this is to take a test. This is what teachers do to find where we are in our learning. And it'll be fun. I'll read some questions and you can write down the answer. Or if you're in a situation to where maybe you want to raise your hand and answer the question orally. In some of these questions, we will have what we call sound-alike words. This means that we're going to have to really stay focused and listen all the way through the question. Again, here are the instructions, the directions, and it's always important, it's really imperative that we listen to instructions and follow directions. Do not write anything down until I'm through reading the question. Or if you're taking this orally, raise your hand when the question is through and your teacher or someone will call on you. Okay, let's go now. Are we focused? Get out of la-la land. Let's pay attention. In the series of numbers, 8, 2, 5, and 9, what was the third number that I read? In the list of words, wish, swim, duck, bold, sleep, and flood, the two words beginning with the letter S. Do you know those two words? You had to listen all the way through the question. Now here's another one just like that. In the list of names, Harvey, Judy, Alex, Jill, Samantha, what two names begin with the letter J? Now, the fourth question is true or false, and it's one or the other. And always remember this when you're taking a test, that it's really not smart to leave a true and false question blank because you got a 50-50 chance of getting it right. True or false in the list of words, boat, note, coat, and goat. The third word was float. True or false? Now, the fifth question is one that you really need to listen all the way through. Listen carefully to this statement. Something you want to get in the mail, you've got to send 10 box tops with your name and address and 50 cents to P.O. Box 45, New York, New York. Now, the question is, how much money did you have to send? And by listening all the way through, what was the post office box? The sixth question, Sandy asked her husband to go to the store and bring home cornmeal, milk, beans, peaches, and sugar. He brought home cornmeal, beans, milk, and sugar. What's he going back to get? Something he missed bringing home. The last question, 7, is, here are several 5-letter words. State, store, puppy, stamp, and pride. Which word begins with an S and ends with a P? Now, there were 7 questions, and let's see how you did. In the first question, we needed to know what was the third answer. In the list of numbers 8, 2, 5, and 9, of course, the correct answer is 5. Now, if you were listening all the way through, you knew that in the second question, the two words beginning with the letter S were, what were they? Swim and sleep. Now, in the third question, we talked about the names, you remember, Harvey, Judy, Alex, Jill, and Samantha, the two names beginning with the letter J. Did you get it? They were Judy and Jill. The fourth question was that true or false question. Was the third word float? Of course not. It was the first word, and that made the question false. Now, if you were listening in this fifth question all the way through, how much money did you have to send? Of course, the correct answer was 50 cents. And the post office box, did any of you get that? If you listened to that question all the way through, send 10 box tops with your name and address and 50 cents to P.O. Box 45, New York, New York. Sandy's husband is going to have to go back to the grocery store because he forgot to bring home what? He brought home cornmeal. He brought home milk, beans, and sugar, but he failed to get what? What was it? Peaches. And in the five-letter word beginning with the letter S and ending with P, of course the answer was stamp. Now, I'm sure you did a great job. So let's have a big applause for yourself. Uh-oh. What do I see? It's an elephant. And elephants, we're told, have good memories. This is the next study skill that we're going to be talking about, and that is learning how to remember things so that we will do well when test-taking time comes. This has been a podcast of the Governor's Study Partner Program in the Tennessee Department of Education.